So Neville says if I really desire something, I clothe myself in it. Neville also says that life is all about the appeasement of hunger. And the biggest hunger is to really know who and what you truly are, to awaken. It's not to get closer to something out there. What I love about this One Greater Than God lecture is it really nails that you're not trying to get more, you're not trying to get closer to God. You're not trying to become more spiritual so that you get a reward later. If you really desire something, put it on as you would a set of clothing. So I'm out here, I'm in my dressing gown, I've got my Vivo barefoot runners on. I think it's the ones I slid on. They're comfy, they're like old friends, but they weren't always that way. First time I put these shoes on, okay, they're nice, but they're new, they're different. First time I put my dressing gown on, I admit it was soft, but it was not my old one, the one that I'm used to. You see, if you want to deny who and what you are, and if you want to deny how this works, deny your desires. You get it? The only way for you to continue to belong to a Me Too club, I'm small, I'm separate, oh my God, we can gather together, all of us victims, is to deny your desires. To deny who you truly are. To not use the tools. You see, I could blame the government, church, my mother, my father, my neighborhood, Joey, down the street, who beat me up when I was 7. I could blame Wilson and Troy, the two guys that ran the riots that I got beat to death in Camp Hill when I was 23. Instead, this is what I suggest. Start playing wildly with what we teach. Discover who and what you truly are. And you won't have any need to belong to any Me Too clubs. Oh yeah, it happened to me too. I'm glad we can all sit around and feel small about it or overcome it together. Do you think what gives life to the universe feels small? Do you think it feels any need to overcome? I don't think so. But the thing is, I notice what I am. I notice from what I am. And I notice most people don't notice what they are or from what they are. They notice from some concept of self that sucks. And I want you to stop giving life to that today. Yesterday, I asked you to do something. I asked you to notice, how do you do violence to your desires? Do you believe that, well, you know, like, spiritual people don't do that. Spiritual people don't make money, feel sexy, ask people for money when they sell things. They feel bad, right? Taking people's hard-earned money. Right? Notice what you do to be a good person. You've got to work hard and struggle and blow your knees out so that when you're older, some other good people will take care of you. Because that's what good people do. They feel bad for you and help you out. Yet that's doing violence to a desire. I look at the lovely little old lady crossing the street and I imagine lovingly for her. The guy with the limp, I imagine lovingly for him. The young girl is just searching for something, searching for her identity. I imagine lovingly for her. You see, that's my desire. More playtime, more playmates. The serious way of putting it. Yeah, I love this. Yeah, I'm a bodhisattva. I woke up and then I decided to come back and save the earth, to save the people, to alleviate suffering. I just want more people to have a good time. What if you truly are what I perceive, which is God having the adventure of a lifetime? I want you to have more adventure. I want you to be more alive. I gotta tell you, most of the time, it seems like I'm the most alive person in the room. I'd love to have some competition. Actually, I'd just love to have you be more alive and discover you are what gives life. That's it. One greater than John. Go read that at freeneville.com. It's on the main page. If you scroll down, you'll find it. I promise you that. At least you will for a while. And join us at manifestingmasterycourse.com. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.